Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you 4 ways to find 30 minutes to rest when you're overcommitted, how to find small pockets of rest in really busy seasons when you're operating at max capacity, how to figure out what makes you feel truly rested, and some ideas of what specifically to do with this time. Rest is one of the things that seems so unattainable and hard to implement in a season of littles and so much going on, but rest truly is both a commandment and a gift. One of the most common things I hear is that moms of littles don't know how to get done what needs to get done and somehow still find time to actually rest. There just isn't enough time in the day, and we're going to talk about specifically how to find those small pockets this week that will make a huge impact for you. We're going to dive into, even in the midst of such a busy season right now, how to find those few minutes of rest throughout the week, and I cannot wait to get into this one. Hi friend, welcome back to the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast, where you can reset the daily chaos with intentional systems and boundaries, simple living solutions to slow down, and growing your identity in Christ, not your to-do list. Are you tired of feeling like you're simply surviving until bedtime day after day? If you feel constantly overwhelmed and can never get it all done while trying to balance motherhood, homemaking, and business, you're in the right place. I'll provide you with simple systems to embrace your season of motherhood and find freedom reclaiming your time and habits as a busy stay-at-home mom. Even if that means occasionally sneaking off to hide in the bathroom as a full-grown woman just to get a few minutes to breathe. Hi, I'm Cayenne, and as a mom in the trenches of the little years right now, and also a mom who has walked through chronic burnout and overwhelm trying to do it all, it's my mission to equip you to find peace and productivity in your days. If you're here for messy buns all day, continually being refined by motherhood, and learning to simply start right where you are, I'm so glad you're here. Grab your iced coffee, plug in your solo AirPod just in case the baby needs you, and let's find your rhythm, friend. Okay, I'm going to share today's review of the week. This has been so fun to see you guys' reviews and get to share one every week on the show. Your review could be shared next, so make sure to pause this, take 30 seconds, go leave a written review sharing something you've learned from the show or something you're enjoying, and your review might be featured next. This helps boost the show to get it out to more people just like you, and it also just really encourages and blesses me so that I know people are actually listening and enjoying it. But the review this week is from Milspo and Mom, and it says, "It's like she knows me. Every mom needs a mom friend slightly ahead of them in kid ages, someone who has been there, done that, but like yesterday or last month. Cayenne is that friend through her podcast. When she says prepping a meal for one kid while another hangs from your leg, I felt so seen. This is the encouragement a mom in the trenches needs. She is real enough to be relatable, but on top of that, she is encouraging and uplifting. Listening to this podcast is like having coffee with a good friend while all the kids color in peace for 15 minutes." Thank you so much for leaving this review. This review specifically felt like, I don't know, just a little encouragement from the Lord, because several things that I prayed for when creating this podcast and as I continue on is that, one, my podcast would feel like having coffee with a friend, like someone who's maybe slightly ahead of you who has kids a little bit older than yours are, or maybe not, but I feel like a lot of my audience is just a few years behind where I'm at now, and just getting together and chatting about life, chatting about what the Lord is doing in my life, talking about the things that are working and the things that are not working. And then another thing that I really felt is one of the reasons I felt so nudged over and over again to share this is that when I was looking for this kind of information on like rhythms to implement and how to really like establish routine in your life and how to figure out what your true priorities are to be reflected in your habits, all of that kind of thing, I kept finding podcasts of women that were older and wiser that I gleaned so much information from. Don't get me wrong, and they were a wealth of knowledge, but these were women that were like my mom's age. And I think there's such a place for that. I think that's so necessary, but I could not find hardly anyone who is in the trenches currently. And I do feel like it's also helpful to have someone who is going through that season of life currently in real time, because obviously things change over the years, over the generations, just in how we parent, the different things that our kids have access to, all of that. But also, I think even just the really practical sense of when it's been years and years since you've been in a specific situation, you remember what it was like, but you may not remember all of the specifics of exactly like how you talked to your kids about this, or how you solved this problem, or the very practical steps that you did in your day to help eliminate this stressful situation, right? Because I mean, just over time, I feel like some of those specific memories can fade some. Anyways, I just thought that was really cool. Sorry to go off on a tangent, but those were some specific things that I've been praying for. And so to see that reflected in the review is just really cool to see what God is doing through this podcast. And I'm just so grateful that you take the time to listen each week and show up with me. And yeah, just thank you so much for being here. Before we get into the episode, if you've been listening and taking some of these tips and already seeing a difference in your days, but you know you want to dive in deeper and just do like a whole reset to really find the routines that you need in motherhood, know how to structure your days to get done what actually needs to get done, and still have enough energy left to be intentional to invest in your kids the way you want to without just constantly thinking about the next thing on your to-do list 24/7, my course, The Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course, is for you. It's exactly why I created this, and I will take you by the hand and teach you my exact systems to figure out what kind of routine works for you as a stay-at-home or work-from-home mom, give you the flexible framework so that you're not waking up wondering what each day holds or what even actually needs to get done, reset your morning routine so that you're waking up excited to see your kids rather than wishing they would just go back to sleep. Anybody else been there? I've definitely been there, and I'm not proud to say that, but it's true. Systems to manage laundry, meal planning, cleaning your home, finding time to invest in building that side hustle or business that you've always wanted to, all of that and so much more. So if you need systems and routines to just find your balance again in motherhood and balancing so many different areas, let this be your sign to go to the show notes below, find the link, and jump into the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course to start making changes today. You can do this, friend, and this is going to make a generational impact on your home and your family as a whole, and I'm so excited for you. All right, friend, let me just start off this episode saying that rest as a busy mom, especially a mom of littles or multiple kids, but honestly, I mean, as I'm thinking that through, honestly, just being a mom in general as well, no matter the age or how many kids you have, it's hard. Trust me, you're not the only one that is struggling to implement rest and constantly feeling like you're pouring from an empty, sometimes it feels like a bone dry, no liquid left cup. I hear moms say all the time, both in the moms I work with through my course and like my real life mom friends locally, that it just feels like a never ending battle. Either you choose to get done what needs to get done or you choose to rest, but the balance of staying on top of what needs to be done around the house, managing your family's schedule, taking care of the kids, plus a side business or passion on the side that needs regular attention also, and suddenly every single day you're coming to the end of the day realizing that you didn't take even 15 to 30 minutes to just chill, rest, recoup, breathe, like the entire day. I get it, and I feel this so hard, honestly. If you are in a season right now where you can feel deep in your bones that you're being pushed past your capacity, and you just sort of feel like you're teetering a little bit, trying to manage it all, you know you may have overcommitted a bit, not intentionally, but now you're realizing it just feels like a little bit too much. But yet, you're in the midst of it now, and it's going to be really busy for the next little bit. That's how it's going to be. So, how can you find small pockets of time to rest and not absolutely lose your mind trying to push through the season? This episode is for you, my friend. I'm so glad that you're here. Grab your lukewarm coffee or iced coffee if you're like me and you just like to avoid the lukewarm coffee altogether because iced just lasts longer to avoid the constant reheating cycle. Hashtag mom hack for you. Plus, you can always put more ice in, so, you know, it can be good all day if you need it to. That was a little random. Anyways, grab a notebook and pen or your notes app because you're going to want to take notes in this episode. Let's get into it. I created today's episode because the truth is, this may not come as a surprise to you because I've talked about this a lot, but rest does not come easy to me. Because of how much I talk about rest and slowing down and intentional rhythms to do that and make that actually happen in your life, you might think that this is something I've done for years and years and I'm just an old pro at this point, and I would kindly remind you, absolutely 100% not. Rest is still, to this day, one of the hardest things for me to regularly implement, and although it's gotten drastically easier by practice, when I go through busy seasons, even now, my natural inclination is always still to let rest go when I need to get more done. I don't have enough time in the day. It's just for a season. I'll rest once I get through this project or this week of birthday parties, 4 evenings of the week, you know, things like that. That is what naturally just goes through my head. So I share that to give perspective that I think this is an area that we're all continually growing and being refined in over our entire life, choosing to rest and surrender that to the Lord, that even though your to-do list isn't done, even though your day did not go as planned and you really need to push and work so much longer in order to complete just the few things that you needed to do today, but committing instead to set all of that aside to rest and trust that the Lord will provide is really an act of surrender and faith. Up until a few years ago, I spent literally probably at least the previous decade, and no, that is not an exaggeration, living with a work first, hustle later mentality, and resting was pretty much the bottom of my to-do list. I knew the benefits of rest. I had heard about how much of a gift from the Lord that it was. I was raised in a Christian home, so I had heard people talk about, you know, rest being even a commandment and a blessing. So I knew that, but it just kept making it to the bottom of my to-do list again and again because it didn't feel urgent. You know, I had tasks that needed to get done. I needed to go to work when I was, you know, younger and had an actual real life job, which was a very small portion of my life. I've realized that I've only had like, I think two real life in-person jobs in my entire life. I have been a natural entrepreneur my whole life pretty much. That's another story for another day. But with those very real like demands on my life, rest just didn't feel like an urgent priority. I would just say, oh, I'll take a break once I finish the season, or once we get through X, Y, and Z, I'll slow down at that point. You know, I just need to get through this. I'm pushing really hard right now, but once I get through this, I'll slow down, I'll rest, you know, all of that. And one thing turned into the next and the next and the next, and rest just was not prioritized in my life. I have so much to share on this topic, and I'm going to continue sharing different episodes on this because this is a huge focus of this podcast. But for me, it really culminated in a point of complete burnout, struggling really deeply with postpartum depression after having my second baby, and just getting to a point where rest was not an option anymore. It was literally an immediate, something has to change now, or this is going to have drastic consequences in my life moving forward as a whole. My health, my mental health, my family, my kids, my marriage, every area of my life was affected. And whether you have a business or not, I think so many of us as moms can relate to that. The hustle culture is not just applicable to people that have businesses. Whether or not you have a business, so many of us can fall into that trap of thinking that we need to get more done. We constantly need to be productive. We need to be crossing off our to-do list. All of those things, that's not only characterized by having a business. I think it was amplified in my life through that side of my brain that really, really thrives in entrepreneurship and having businesses and checking goals off. But I don't think, in talking to my mom friends that don't have a business, I don't think that it's only characterized by having a business. I think this can relate to so many of us. We think that we'll rest eventually, but never making it a priority today. So one day, one week, one month turns into a year and several years, and suddenly it's been a decade. Something that has been monumental for me in implementing rest, both in big ways that have changed the entire rhythm of our week, and also in small pockets of time and busy seasons. Two things here. One, the idea that how we implement, talk about, and encourage rest in our homes and families is directly displayed to our children and shapes the idea of rest that they have. I know, for me at least, I don't want any part in creating a hustle first, rest later mentality that my own children as adults have an incredibly hard time shifting their perspective of rest or seeing rest as a weakness or even just not viewing rest as a necessity. By the grace of God, I want to do everything I can to help shape healthy perspectives of rest for my kids. And obviously, I can't do everything. The Lord is in control here, but I want to do what I can to really help them shape a healthy view of rest. And the other thing is that the Bible clearly tells us that rest is both a gift and a commandment. The Lord designed our weeks with 7 days, with one being dedicated to Sabbath and rest for a purpose. That was not on accident. He designed us to work throughout the day and then rest every single evening. We require sleep every single day. He did not design us to hustle 24 hours, 7 days a week. We are created both to work and to rest, and they go hand in hand. All of that to say, I totally get that many of you are probably finding yourself in a season right now where there's just a lot on your plate. You feel convicted that rest needs to be a priority in your life, and you feel the Lord bringing up this conversation again and again. You know there's a reason for that, but you also know that you're balancing a lot, and it feels like you're simply trying to make it through each day without completely shattering any of the plates that you're balancing. If there practically isn't enough time in the day to get done everything on your to-do list as it is, how on earth do you find time to rest on top of that? That literally doesn't make any sense. So we're going to go back to the basics here because I have been there. I totally understand that mindset. And we're going to talk about 4 ways to rest in 30 minutes in a season where you have a lot going on. You have littles that need you constantly. You also have very real expectations, requirements, and responsibilities in various other areas of life that need to be tended to and managed well. And I want to just give you this encouragement. Don't just ignore this episode and say that rest is for when you get through the season that you're in now. Once things start slowing down, then you'll prioritize this. Start now. Start small with some of these ideas and at least start implementing rest in small pockets and build up to larger amounts of rest throughout your week. Everything is hard until it isn't. Literally everything. Rest is going to continue to be hard, as well as managing everything else you have without the rest aspect to recoup, refill your soul, recharge. You may honestly be putting yourself back, like not being able to manage as much because you're leaving rest out. That's a very real component to think about and consider as well. You may not be working to the highest level of your capacity and productivity because you're just so exhausted and fatigued from trying to do so much all the time and not prioritizing rest. But I just want to say, I just want to give this encouragement because I needed this and I needed someone to tell me this, that this is going to be hard until it's not. Kind of like building a habit, it takes time and then suddenly it just happens on its own without you even thinking about it. Rest is going to continue to be hard if you never start prioritizing it, even if that means starting in really small ways. It doesn't have to be drastic. You can start small and there is so much fruit in that. So I think the first question to ask yourself is, how do you truly feel rested? This is going to look different for everyone because the Lord has given us all different personalities, different things that fill up each of our cups. And I think depending on your season of life, depending on your personality, depending on the things that you enjoy, it can look really different. And there can be things that would be super restful for one person that for their best friend would absolutely not be restful at all. And so it really can look different. So it's hard to say exactly what you need to do to feel rested. But the thing that I'll tell you to start with is to just start observing different things. So you got to just start somewhere. So even as you're carving out these 30 minutes throughout your week to rest, notice how you feel before you have those 30 minutes and after, and just take a few minutes to think through that. After you have those 30 minutes doing whatever you decide to do, you know, that first day, think through it. Do I feel rested? Like, do I feel better than when I went into it? Or do I feel more stressed and overwhelmed than when I started? Am I feeling like I wasted that time? Or do I feel like that was a good amount of rest? I feel like really recharged. I would have loved for it to have been longer, but I know this is the time that I have right now. And it really was restful and rejuvenating in some way. Kind of just think through that practically. I think figuring out how you truly feel rested, and this is a process, I think this takes time. I'm still figuring this out in some areas. There are some things that I know make me feel rested, and there's things that I'm exploring and trying new things and trying to figure out if those are actually restful or not for me in the season that I'm in. And I think that makes all the difference in effectively using those 30 minutes to refresh and recharge versus feeling afterwards like you just wasted that time and feeling more depleted than you were before. Like for me, one really practical example that I'll give, we could talk about social media, and I'll throw that in here too because I think that does make a really big difference. That's something when I first started implementing rest, I feel like my brain honestly didn't even know how to rest. So even when I set time aside and I was being really committed, like I was like, I am going to prioritize this. And so I would set the time aside and I wouldn't know what to do. And so my first reaction was like, I'll just sit on the couch, I'll chill. I don't have anything I have to do right now. I'm going to scroll social media because that's fun. I'll see what my friends are up to, you know, see what people are sharing. And I realized very quickly that that was not relaxing at all. One, it like engage the business side of my brain to the point that I wasn't resting because I was seeing all of these other people that had businesses sharing their marketing and sharing different things that they were doing, which is really fun. I enjoy seeing that. I get really inspired by that, but also it just leads me down the rabbit trail of like, I need to implement this and I need to do this and I need to start this project. And it's not restful necessarily. It's just a completely different side of the brain. The other thing is the comparison aspect. That's a very real thing on social media. And then the other aspect is that it just genuinely is not restful for our brains from a scientific standpoint. You're scrolling, you're constantly getting that dopamine hit of going to the next reel or the next story. It's not restful. It's engaging your brain. It's not restful. Another aspect that I have noticed is watching a TV show can be really restful to me, but especially in really busy seasons when I'm really overwhelmed, when I only have 30 minutes and I can't even watch a full TV show, that actually I've realized is not restful to me. I end up being frustrated that I don't have more time. I also just, I don't know, it's just not restful in the same way. Again, I can feel rested watching a TV show. It's not that I never can, but for the most part, that is not actually filling my cup and recharging me. And so something I try to do instead is read a book because it completely engages my brain in a different way. It helps me shut off kind of reality, I guess, almost in a way that watching a TV show doesn't. And it helps me to like slow down. I have to actively choose to focus on the book. I have to slow my brain down in order to focus on the words and not thinking about everything else going on in my brain. And just the feeling that I get, again, going back to just observing, the feeling that I get after watching a TV show for 30 minutes versus reading my book for 30 minutes and fully immersing myself in that, getting lost in the book, sitting on my bed with a cozy blanket. A lot of times I will turn on like one of those cozy ambiance scenes on YouTube because I just love that. And I feel like I'm in, you know, Europe in the cozy bookstore that I pulled up on YouTube reading a book, and it relaxes me in a way that watching a TV show doesn't. So that's a very practical example there. The next tip I have is to take the first 30 minutes of nap time to fully rest. So my encouragement is to take the first 30 minutes. Don't wait until the end, because if you wait until the end of nap time and you're trying to use the last 30 minutes of nap time, it's not going to happen. One, your kid's going to wake up early, guaranteed. Always happens every time, at least in my life. And two, practically, you're going to get involved in whatever you have to do during nap time, you know, whether that's folding the laundry, doing the dishes, making some sort of dessert, working on dinner, maybe you use nap time to work on your business, whatever it is, you're going to get sucked into that and then probably get sucked into the next task that needs to get done, and suddenly the kids are awake and you lost that time completely. So I want to encourage you to take the first 30 minutes of nap time to fully rest, doing something that you feel like does rest and recharge you. And when you're just starting out, just guess. It's okay. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice, but think through. Maybe it's reading for you as well. Maybe it is watching a TV show. Maybe it's taking an actual nap, like laying on your bed, taking 30 minutes to nap. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's sitting outside with a coffee, sitting on your front porch or in your backyard and just enjoying nature without having anyone else around you. Take your little baby monitor, go sit in the backyard, look up at the trees. I love doing that. Whatever it is, start with that in the first 30 minutes. And another tip that I like to do in really busy seasons is I like to actually set aside one day a week to fully set aside the entire nap time for me to do whatever I want, not just trying to be productive with the focus on resting. And I actually realized as I was outlining this episode that I've gotten out of that recently. And I'm feeling a little bit, there's a lot of different new things that I'm doing that require more mental effort in the beginning because it's new. It takes new skills. It takes growing outside of your comfort zone, all of those things. And I have felt a little bit recently like I don't have nearly as much time to rest as I would like. And in the season of life that I'm in, I know that's a sacrifice that I have to make to be pouring into this podcast, to be pouring into this ministry that the Lord has set into my life and this calling and building up a business and just several other things that I have on my plate currently. I know that we can't all do everything. And so sometimes the balance is not exactly equal. I will say that over and over again. In the things that you're carrying most of the time, the balance is not exactly equal. And so I know that I have to make sacrifices. But also, this is an area that I can re-implement, and that is my priority for this week, is deciding one day a week that I can fully rest during nap time. If I want to watch a movie, even watch a TV show or movie, and that feels restful, do that. If I want to just sit here and read the entire time, if I want to go out in the backyard and I don't really know. I'm not a painter, so I'm trying to think of something I could do with my hands. I could do gardening, which is also fun. I mean, we have a big garden and I'm out there all the time. I need to think about if that was actually restful or if I would get sucked into like the productivity side of that, since gardening and homesteading is a very real like focus for our family. I'd have to think through that. Anyways, all of that to say, that can be really helpful too, to set aside one day a week where you know that that nap time on Wednesdays is just for you to do whatever you want to do. The third thing is to ask your husband if he could take the kids for 30 minutes this week for you to do something to fill your cup. I get asked all the time on how I get my husband to help with things around the house or how we communicate to give each other time to have alone time, different things like that. I get variations of that question all the time, which if you haven't listened to episode 5, that talks all about how to communicate with your husband to really share the workload of homemaking, family life, balancing all the things, all of that. So go listen to that because that has some really practical tips in it. But another big thing in getting your husband on board, I think, at least for me in my specific situation, it's never that my husband doesn't want to help. It's always what gets in the way is always my pride of sometimes wanting him to see all that I'm balancing and come to me first, which would be great, but also it's not super realistic. Our husbands are not mind readers. They don't know everything. Also, they're not in our heads, so they don't know everything that's constantly going through our heads, just like we don't know everything that's constantly going through their heads. And if you don't take the time to actually vocalize a way that your husband could help you, you're just, I think sometimes as mom or as wives, I mean, we can sit there waiting for our husbands to see us and acknowledge us and come in and be the guy to save the day and come up with this great way that he can help us. And we're putting too much pressure on that, when in reality, our husbands would love to help us, but we have to communicate first and tell them a way that they can help. Just like often, if you look at your husband, you may not have a practical way that you can help them. Maybe you can see they're dealing with a lot in their life and you want to help, but in order to know what would truly help them most, sometimes you just need to ask them. So that's an encouragement. Take the time, set down your pride, and actually just ask them. Say, hey, honey, would you be willing to take the kids for 30 minutes after you get off of work, or, you know, in the evening before they go to bed, whatever it might be, kind of dependent on your schedule, would you be willing to take them for 30 minutes so I could go on a walk by myself, and maybe I'll listen to a podcast, listen to music, or maybe I'll go on a drive and I'll go get myself a drink without kids in the car to just like unplug, or, you know, whatever that might be. Obviously, you can have longer stretches of time too. We do this with girls' night with my friends. We do this all the time. But in busy seasons where you can't take a ton of time, just ask him if he'd be willing to take 30 minutes or maybe even an hour so that you can get away, unplug, and reset. Our husbands are way more willing to help than we make them out to be. And sometimes the biggest obstacle in the way of getting our husbands to help us is us, because we're not taking the time to actually ask them. Okay, and then the last way to find 30 minutes to rest when you're overcommitted is, at the end of the day, creating a routine to help you actually unwind and build in that slow off-ramp to the day. Often we put a lot of focus in creating a morning routine that serves you and that helps you to kind of ramp up the day slowly so that you're not, it's something that I talk about. I have an episode, I think it's episode 2, that talks all about building a morning routine that actually serves you. And it talks about how stressful it can be to wake up with your kids needing you immediately and just having to jump in rapid fire and, you know, put out all the fires that come up, help everyone at the same time. It's just it definitely wakes you up, but it's just kind of a stressful way to start the day versus having a morning routine where you get up a little bit earlier. You can go get your breakfast first so that you have food in your body. Make sure to get your coffee if you're a coffee drinker, or, you know, whatever drink that is for you, to just have a moment to enjoy something that you love. Take a few minutes to be with the Lord, read your Bible, pray. Just start the day slowly rather than just jumping into it and feeling completely stressed automatically. The same can be true for the end of the day. So building that slow off-ramp to the day, instead of unintentionally scrolling your phone for a while before going to sleep, because I know that's the habit that a lot of us have, is like, okay, I'm in bed, I'm ready to relax, I'm just going to grab my phone and scroll Instagram or TikTok. I don't have TikTok, but I know a lot of people have TikTok and love that. I personally just don't, because I have a very addictive nature, and I know that if I got TikTok, I would probably be so into it that I would try and do it all the time. So I've just literally never gotten it. Anyways, but grab your phone and just scroll through things to unplug. And instead of doing that, put your phone away. Just put it literally in a drawer so you're not looking at it. Put it on Do Not Disturb so you don't have any notifications that you have to respond to then, unless it's an emergency. Put it away in the day. You don't need it to be right there. If you want to even charge it in another room, that's amazing. But put your phone away, and instead of even watching a TV show, try just reading a book for 30 minutes before bed. Obviously, I talked about this earlier, but that's something that I've been trying to implement, is instead of just putting on our favorite TV show, if we have time, we'll do that first. But then I still try to end the day with reading a little bit for 15 to 30 minutes, just reading in my bed with my glasses on, taking the time to wash my face quickly, put on my pajamas so that I'm signifying to myself it's the end of the day, get in my bed and read a book for a few minutes before going to sleep. Not looking at phones. There's obviously a lot of science behind this as well that helps us to sleep better. It helps so many different things. But also just the feeling of feeling rested. A lot of times it can be something as simple as just reading a book, whether that's reading on a Kindle, if that's your thing, or reading an actual paperback book. Not just staring at the huge bright light on your phone until you fall asleep every day. Sometimes we are contributing to our own like high cortisol levels and just the stress and everything and overwhelm in our bodies. Sometimes that can really be amplified by constantly looking at phones all the time. So that's just a small tip for you that has been really helpful for me in ending the day slowly, feeling rested, putting the phones away, reading a book for a few minutes. The number one thing that I want you to do right now is I want you to take out a pen, paper, the notes app on your phone, whatever it is, and I want you to actually physically write down one small pocket of rest that you are committing to this week. So think through everything we talked about this episode, and I want you to write down a date and a time that you are going to commit to 30 minutes of rest this week. If you want to do more than once this week, that would be amazing. But even if you just want to start with, you know, 1 to 3 different times this week, whatever you want to start with, if you feel like you know that you can show up and you can commit to this one day a week, just do one so that you can give your brain that success of checking it off and knowing that you prioritize that. If it's 2 days, if it's 3 days, whatever that is for you, write it down and write down actual dates and times this week that you're going to commit to that. And then underneath that, right, if there's any action items that you need to do before that, like if you need to talk to your husband and ask him if there's a specific time he can take the kids this week, write that down underneath. If you need to think through, hey, what am I actually going to do in this time? If you want to think through that before you get to the rest time so that you know you're using that time well, write that down. Decide, you know, what am I going to do during that rest time the first day? And then I want you to come into my Facebook group. We have a Facebook group. This has been one of my favorite things about this podcast. It has been so fun. We have a Facebook group of women all over the world that are joining my little community here, and it is such a cool community. We are all just encouraging each other to chase after the Lord and everything that we're doing, and also helping each other create these habits and rhythms and routines in our lives and practically stick to them, because accountability is everything. So I want you to come into the group, even if it's scary, come say hi and come share the one small pocket of rest that you're committing to this week. And then when you actually do that rest this week, because you are going to, you're going to show up, you're going to commit to it. We have to do hard things. Hard things are always hard until they're not. So this first one is going to be hard, but we're going to commit to it and we're going to do it. I want you to come in. I want you to take a picture of that time after you do it and come share it in the group for accountability, to show other people that they can do it too. Even though it's hard, they can do it too. They can implement this and share about something you took away from it. If it felt restful, if you want to do something a little differently next time, whatever you want to share about, but I want you to come into the group and share that so that we can all cheer you on and just cheer each other on in implementing these rhythms. The last thing I want to end with, I just really feel like I want to end with a prayer, which I've never done before, but I'm going to do it today because I just really feel like that's what needs to happen. So, dear Lord, I just want to pray over the mom who is tired right now, the mom who feels really overwhelmed, who feels like there's a lot on her plate and these are things that she loves and she wants to do with excellence, but maybe there's a little bit too much going on right now and she feels like she doesn't know how to implement rest. She knows that you're calling her to make this an intentional rhythm in her life. She knows that you created us to both work and rest, but it's something that rest keeps being pushed off again and again as something to prioritize later. And she can feel the effects of that building in her life in the background. She can feel the urgency of implementing rest coming up more frequently, but she just doesn't know where to start. And I pray that this week that you will really convict her heart and encourage her that rest doesn't have to be anything crazy, that we can start really small, and you will bless that sacrifice and that faith to set aside that time to just rest, to trust that you are going to give us enough time in the day to get done exactly what needs to get done. You are going to walk with us in that. You are going to give us strength. We pray for wisdom for that mom today, for wisdom and discretion to know how to spend that time, to really sit and think about what helps her to feel truly rested. And I just pray that you would carve out that time for her, that you would make that accessible for her, whether she needs to ask for help in order to create that, whether she needs to have accountability from a friend in order to stick to it, that you would just carve that out in her week. Make it really evident to her that this is the time that you have set aside for her to rest and to just fill her cup and to feel recharged. And I just pray that that would be true in her life this week. We know that you tell us that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And we pray that that would be true this week in each and every mom listening, that you would show them how they can take that heavy burden off and truly rest in the presence of the Lord and rest in the strength that you give us for each and every day. We don't have to do it all. We are made to both work and to rest, and you will give us exactly the time that we need each and every day to get done what you have set aside for us to do that day. We thank you, Lord, for this podcast, for this community of women, and we just pray that every single one of them has a blessed week. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, friends. Each and every episode that you join me for truly is, like, I can't tell you how much I'm loving I don't know. I'm just really loving this space. Getting messages from you, it makes my absolute day to hear that you are listening. When you tag me on Instagram, when you share something that an episode meant to you, I still feel like people are not listening, even though I can see the numbers. I know that they are. You reaching out and sharing with me just a practical thing that you took from an episode, it encourages me more than you know, because this is probably the most quiet space that I've ever had. As far like podcasting is just different than Instagram, where people can DM directly, you know, to different stories every single day. And so it's the least feedback, I guess, in a lot of ways, just because there's not like comments on each episode or things like that. So you taking the time to leave a review or come message me on Instagram or tag me and show me what you're doing while you're listening, it literally makes me smile so big every single time. So thank you for encouraging me and being here. And I can't wait to see you guys in the next one. Bye, friends.
Leave Mama Boo. Peeky peeky.
Hi friends, I have a really quick favor before you leave today. If this show has encouraged, blessed, or motivated you in some way, the number one way that you can let me know is by leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts. It seriously makes my entire day every time I hear from you and see a review. This is the only way that I actually know if you're liking the show. If you would take 30 seconds to do that for me, I would be so grateful. This helps get the show in front of more people to continue to grow and create more episodes just like this. If you enjoy the systems and rhythms I share here, I know you have friends who could use these systems and rhythms as well. You can also take a screenshot of this episode and tag me at @KyenaMatt over on Instagram so I can share your account on my stories as well. The last thing you can do is join our totally free Facebook group to connect with the incredible community of like-minded mamas just like you and get first access to all the super top secret projects we have planned for the year ahead. I'll see you in there. Thanks so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you next week.